When Jack looks to the square of Cervia, he sees one of the noisiest and most crowded places that he has ever seen. Today is a day of celebration, and the square of the town of Cervia is full of merchants that offer their goods in their stands, decorated with ribbons and teeming with wares. There are also jugglers and acrobats, balladeers and musicians. In brief, all those who know how to use their art to transform an ordinary square into a whirling of colourful celebration. The square is full of people coming from every corner of the city and also from neighbouring towns. There are the fishermen of the village and the lighthouse keeper and the city squires as well, and the kids that run, leaving a cloud of golden dust behind them. Jack's attention is caught by a slight but steady background noise. It is water flowing from a fountain that he has not noticed at first because he was distracted. Coming closer, he realizes that the sun is reflected in the water, forming an incredible pattern of colors. At the top of the fountain, a pine cone stands high. Turning right, suddenly, he notices an incredibly beautiful palace.